And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks, with your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 3 of the regular season. What's up, Jay? What's up, T?
What's up? What's up?
Hola.
We had some tough losses last week. We had some great wins. I want to start with one of my tough losses. I continue to fade your hometown Las Vegas Raiders, who, hear me out, I have now decided that the Raiders are Motley Crue. What does that mean? The Raiders opened Allegiant Stadium, party, overtime, surprise, shocking win against my Ravens. They proceeded to go back to the hotel room with a kilo of cocaine and 17 groupies.
Oh my God.
They partied way too hard. They OD'd. They were rushed to the hospital.
Oh no.
They got the Pulp Fiction needle straight in the chest, kickstart my heart. They came roaring back to life, went up to Pittsburgh, and fucked up my Steelers. And that is on me because the Raiders are the surprise of the league. What is the word on the street in Vegas right now?
MVP. MVP.
For real, huh?
MVP. Yeah, they're not fucking bullshitting. Derek Carr has thrown for 817 yards
in
two
shit.
Football games, dude.
Is he going to play this week?
I think so. I mean, yeah. Like these quarterbacks right now, they always, you know, there's always an overreaction in sports, broadcasting, ESPN, whatever. But Derek Carr has thrown for 817 yards and like 4 touchdowns, which isn't, you know, they run the ball, they do other things, but.
All yards to Darren Waller, correct?
I think it's 717 to Darren Waller. Which, by the way, I looked up the stats on the Ravens game because I was handicapping the Ravens game this week. Dude, they gave up like, he threw for 435 yards against Baltimore.
That's ridiculous.
And then all the receivers, you go to the receivers' yards, which is, a lot of those are obviously Derek Carr's yards because he throws to them. So you can't just add that up as a total, but 105, 109, you know, 89, 69. Like, he just lit them up. And then followed by followed by Kyler Murray, who has around 695, but he's got 9 touchdowns, 7 throwing, 2 running, which ties Tom Brady for 9. His are all throwing. And then you go with Russ, who's at like 590-something with, I believe, 5 or 6 touchdowns. So Derek Carr is no joke, and he's throwing the ball downfield with accuracy. And he's getting whatever he wants.
And their defense is playing good.
The defense is playing good. They also, you know, Gus Bradley's got those guys in a, you know, he's got them rolling right now. With all these dudes in and out and injuries, like they're protecting Carr. They're doing what they need to do. They're not folding up like they did last year. The guy's not trying to run out of trouble. He's been sacked a few times, but that's not anything new with him. He's a big dude. Yeah, dude, everyone's high on the Raiders. They're high on Derek Carr. It's just a real reminder of like what this hockey season was like when the Golden Knights first came here.
I was about to say, all of a sudden Vegas is like the hot sports town.
Dude, these fans, like, first of all, you got all the Raider fans coming into town. They're driving in every weekend.
Will the both of you get shoulder pads with spikes on them and go to a game?
I don't
know.
Paint on?
I counted Raider logo tattoo, forearm tattoos last week, and I think I was at 11 last time I checked.
And we haven't been to a Raiders game recently, but I do remember 5 or 6 years ago, we went to a Saints game
in Oakland
at the Raiders Stadium. And they have this tunnel that you walk through to get to your seat. And it's wild. They're like ruthless, savage, dressed up like pirates. Like, it's scary. Scary. And then we were Saints wearing black, thank God. But if you're like a 49ers fan or someone wearing blue or red and happen to be surrounded by Raiders fans, I just feel like they're super aggressive. So I don't know if that carried on into the new Vegas stadium and the new Vegas vibe, but some Raider games are intense.
It's not even, yeah, they are.
What
very
do they call
intense.
That area?
The black hole.
The black hole. And that's where we were sitting. And I was like,
dude, Marcus Colston,
this little
caught,
blonde girl.
Marcus Colston caught a 65 yard touchdown from Drew Brees, like right in that black hole end zone, and proceeded to take the ball and spike it against the wall, like almost throwing it at them, but throwing it against the wall. Like, what? And all you saw was Miller Lights. Just. The guy had to change his uniform. I mean, just all you saw was beer. The guy got drenched.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was.
But I think T brings up a good point. Who can win in a fight? The Oakland Raider fans or the Vegas Raider fans? My money's on the Oakland.
But they're all here is what I'm telling you. They all have season tickets. They're all here. They don't. This is like a lifestyle.
They're like deadheads. They travel.
And yeah. then you have everybody in town that wants to be cool. And I was at the game and can't wait to post that on their Facebook page. And everyone wants to be there. Just like the Golden Knights, it's the same scenario. This town is hungry for sports, pro sports. And it's going to be one of those tough places to play, not to mention how many cats are going to be sneaking out of their rooms to go hit the crap table at 4 a.m.
Will you go on the record right now and say the Raiders will make the playoffs this year?
I will go on the record.
I would say so, yes.
Nice.
Would you?
You know what? They're a fucking tough out. Listen, I've lost 2 weeks in a row on the Raiders. I'm not going to bet against them anymore. Like, they're cooking. Derek Carr is cooking.
I don't know if they're going to cover this week, but they should beat Miami. And if they do, they're 3-0. Like, right now, the chips are stacking in their direction. Then they're going to have two tough ones with Denver. I'd say they split those because they'll get one of them. I'm not saying where, but they'll get one of them. They got two with Kansas City. The way Kansas City's playing, they could take two from them. They almost took two from them last year.
Sure.
The Chargers and them might split. And then they have like kind of a cakewalk. They have that AFC East and that AFC North. What's the Ravens? North. So I think they play Pittsburgh. I think they just played the Ravens. I think they play Pittsburgh. I think they play Cleveland. So they have a couple tough games, but they were 7-9 last year. There's no reason they can't go 9-7 this year with that extra game.
This could be the year they make it in, and if they do, they're going to be a problem for some people.
And they're not healthy. Like, let them get healthy, man. And
They have no running game right now.
Let them get healthy. Let Josh Jacobs get healthy. Let that O-line get healthy. I think, you know, if Derek Carr can keep his head together, and I, like I said, you've said this a million times on the show. He's a good quarterback. The guy's a good quarterback. Yeah. You respect him. So if he can keep his head together, they can do some things. Kansas City, you know, on your Ravens, you know, to piggyback your Ravens thing, like they're just killing. They're breaking people's hearts. I don't get it. And no one ever refused. Like everyone refuses to not still call Patrick Mahomes the Messiah, and like they're going to do so much stuff. They look average to me.
They haven't covered a spread since 1969. I mean, they literally
like 65.
If you've been a Kansas City better, which we were last week, you have been disappointed for the better part of 15 games in a row. They just don't cover the number.
It's 111-1 or something.
So Kansas City, watch out. If your money's on KC, they may win the game, but these numbers that they're throwing out, like Chargers this week, they're favored by 6.5. I wouldn't touch it. I think
and if you're in a circuit
cover.
Contest, like we were last year and we are this year, honestly, if you bet the Chiefs last year in the contest, you're telling me that we won one game in the contest?
That's what
you're telling me.
That's it.
And I know we were on them more than that. I don't even want to know how many times we were on them. Like, that's scary. I've been on them personally twice. We did not put them in the contest. And then last week, we did put them in the contest, and they burned us.
They burned us. Seattle burned us last week, and we had a couple tough losses. We're not going to dwell on it. It seems like every pro last week had some tough losses, but let's get to the good point. We are now undefeated in our teasers that we've given out on this pod. So if you bet $1 million on each teaser... Wow. We've made you $2 million so far just by listening to this pod. So there's that. And let's talk about the fact that we post our contest picks on our Instagram, on our Twitter, on our Facebook every Saturday afternoon. No matter what you hear on this pod, fade us, tail us, whatever you want to do, go check us out because our contest picks are our best bets. Mm-hmm. And we went 3-2 on our best bets last weekend. We moved up 200 spots in the contest. We're hanging very tough in Circa. We're coming for you, Derek Stevens, so watch out.
We're 3 games back in Circa. You tell me that we can't bridge that gap in 16 more weeks. Let's go. Not to mention, I'm not trying to be Stu Finer up in here roaring and raring and that I'm the greatest handicapper of all times. You could take, like Jason said, you could take our picks. You could fade us. You could piggyback us. Do whatever you want. We're not telling you you have to do it and that we're the greatest mind of all time. We're just telling you what we think. And we're telling you that we study and that we try. And I'm happy with us so far. I'm very optimistic. There's a lot of guys that claim to be pros out there, and our records are better than them. A lot of them. A lot of celebrities.
If you had
too.
Told me that we would be 6-4 after week 2 in the Circa contest, I will take that every day and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, 60%. That's you can buy a yacht and a mansion with that.
Will you get another hat if you place? What, for second or third in the Circa contest? Or a second shirt? Because you only got one.
I'm getting a suite with my name on the door.
It's the hats that I'm concerned
about. And hopefully
about.
It's right above Veasan so I can stomp all on the ceiling and dance on the ceiling like Lionel Richie.
If Derek Stevens has any pride, he will not only give us a hat, but he will give us the Raiders Motley Crue suite at the D.
Hey, are you a writer, Jason? Because that story in the beginning was very vivid. I was right there with you.
Not only a writer, but an ex-hair metal fan. So there you go.
Ex, let's be honest.
Okay, lifelong fine.
Okay, I'm a soldier for metal. Okay, you got me.
All right, guys, we got a big show. Let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Let's get this smoking barbecue happening, baby, because we're going back to Tennessee for the second time in 3 weeks.
Yeehaw!
Cue that music. Cue the banjo. Yeah, we're going back to Music City, baby, and this time, I don't think the Titans are going to disappoint. They opened their home opener in front of their fans for the first time in like a year and a half. They did not fare too well. They actually got their titties licked. I think it was 38-13. And I don't see that happening again, my friend. Not this week. I think this is for the fans. This is for the people. This is for Broadway and Boogie Down. Holler and swaller, baby. And I think that it's a division game. It's in Tennessee. And as if Carson Shitz isn't bad enough, he's got not one, but two. Count them, two sprained ankles. First of all,
you only have two ankles.
Thank you. How do you sprain both of your ankles? Was he bungee jumping? Were they tied together and they got dislocated? Like, what happened, bro?
Oil.
I can't get up.
Can't get up.
And also, like, courtesy of his O-line. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having my back. I mean, you guys have been amazing these last two games that I've gotten. I've been on my ass and on my back more than I was upright in two consecutive games. But he says he's optimistic, and he's doing everything he can in his rehab to play on Sunday. I got a message for Carson Shitz right now. I hope to God your punk ass plays on Sunday, because you know what? You won't finish the game. And you know who your backup is? Eason. That's your answer. That's Frank Reich, the quarterback whisperer, ex-NFL backup. That's his backup. That's incredible to me. And if Carson Shitz finishes that game, I don't even think he'll play in that game, to be honest with you. I think he's hopeful because all these guys want to play. I don't think he'll finish the game. And I think that if he doesn't finish the game, he might be carted off with a serious injury. He just had surgery on one of his feet. So
what's up with his ankles and feet?
Dude, work out, run, get in the gym, do something, because he's not in shape, obviously. That would be a death sentence. If the Colts go 0-3, that's a death sentence for them. Like, pack it up, season is over. With that being said, the Titans' defense is horrendous. They've given up 30 twice. Twice. They gave up 38 in the first game, and they gave up 34 last week. Dude, that is not going to fare well. they've got to figure that out. The good news is they got the train. They got Derrick Henry. He rushed for 182 yards with three TDs last week, just busting fools. If I was in charge, I would say, let's give the ball to Derrick Henry all day long. Let's hold the ball, hold the clock. Don't give it to the Colts. That way we won't give up 30. But then again, without Carson Shitz and the way that they're going to look this week, I don't see them scoring. I don't know where the Colts' points are going to go. Are going to come from. I think they're going to get barbecued on Sunday. I know I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I think they're going to get barbecued. So holler and swaller, dude. Rocky Top, Tennessee, give it to me. What do you think, Jen?
So what you're saying is when they were casting that movie with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson, and Samuel L. Jackson was that guy whose bones were really brittle, and they called him Mr. Glass. Because if he would ever walk, his bones would shatter. You're saying the callbacks came down to Samuel Jackson and Carson Wentz.
And you know why Carson Wentz didn't get the job?
How come?
Because he was in the hospital with a broken ankle.
Two.
I got two of those things.
Carson Wentz, what do you like more, his double sprained ankles or his patented shovel pass for an interception, which he seems to do more often than not?
Dude, I was watching the first game of the year, the first week of the year on NFL, and like all of my TVs, like I'm watching like this game's over here. Then there's the Jets. Then there's the Saints. And they were showing all the, everybody's getting revved up. There's, you know, Jets flying in the air and national anthems and all this stuff. And there was this thing where Carson Wentz was like warming up. And he was like, he had his hands in the air. Like he was like surrendering. Like that was his work. I don't know if that was like a shoulder exercise, but he was like, kind of like had his hands in the air like he was either under arrest or he was like praying to another god. I don't know what kind of workout that was. And I looked at him and I said, oh, shit. Here we go yet again. I'm sorry, dude. The guy's shit. He just take my money, dude. He won't even play. I don't even know why we're playing this game. The guy's not going to play. The good news is the circuit line's locked up this morning at 10 a.m. And they're still 5.5, and I love it.
Yeah, I don't think he will play. I think Eason and maybe even Hundley will platoon. Oof. So I think, look, the Indianapolis Colts, something's fishy with them because preseason, man, they were picked way higher than they've shown up. They have a chance to go down 0-3. That's scary for them. So
no T.Y. Hilton? No Carson Wentz potentially? I don't see it.
I think you pinpointed Tennessee's biggest weakness, which is what we've always said, is their defense sucks shit.
Horrendous.
But if they pull away far enough, then I don't think the Colts can keep pace with them. The Colts have a good running game with Taylor, but they just don't have the air attack. And I do think Tannehill and Julio Jones have now sort of become simpatico. And look for Julio to have a big day. Derrick Henry on fire last week. So, hell yeah, let's go with the Titans.
Yeah, if I'm Mike Brable, I'm going to say, you know what, run the train, run the D train. And, yeah, I love Titans here, -5.5. Lock it up.
All right, well, we'll see the Ravens travel to Detroit this weekend. Jason, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, we all know that I have battered Lamar syndrome. And that's
what it's become now, though.
It's become that. So in keeping with a good battered Lamar spouse, I'm going to take the Ravens this week because Lamar promised me that he's changed. Wow. It's going to be okay now. And I believe him.
They always say that.
And I will tell you why I believe him. Ravens 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 against Detroit. Wow. Ravens 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 games, period. They're covering 80% of their games. We all know Lamar. What's he good at? He's good at punching below his weight. He's good at beating up on lesser teams. They're inside in a dome, fast track, Ford Field. By the way, the third leading rusher in the NFL, Lamar Jackson. So put that in your pipe and smoke it when you are facing the 32nd ranked Detroit Lions. Their defense is lousy. Their two starting cornerbacks and their starting safety are out for Detroit, super banged up. We all know that the Ravens have been banged up, but they are getting Jimmy Smith back this week. Tyson Williams is balling, and I think the ground attack's going to be in full effect. Jared Goff, I didn't like him on the Rams. I don't like him on Detroit. Hats off to Detroit. They're mirroring their coaches, always super positive, super pumped up. I like their fighting spirit, but they're just not going to be able to keep up with the Ravens. The Ravens, this is not going to be a look-ahead game for the Ravens because they have to keep pace in a really tough division right now. This is a statement game. Lamar is the Michael Jordan of the NFL. The things that he does, nobody else can do. And I think he puts all of that on display this Sunday. Here's some fun stats. Detroit are allowing 39.5 points a game. That's their defense, okay? Detroit have allowed 30 points or more in their last 8 games. The Lions got destroyed by George Kittle, the tight end for San Francisco. I think Andrews for the Ravens is going to have a similar type of game. And once again, Pro Football Focus gives Detroit the worst grade on defense in the NFL. So I think Lamar shook off KC. I think they're riding high. Monkey off their back. They go into Detroit. They take care of business. 8 points is comfortable to me. That's a touchdown and a field goal. Take the Ravens. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, I don't even have much to say about that. You covered a lot of that nonsense. I mean, that's so true. Not to mention that the Ravens are 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 games after they scored 30 points.
Damn.
They just scored 35 or 36 against Kansas City. They're also 9-1 ATS in the last 10 after giving 30 points or more, which they've done, you know, obviously twice. The Raider game was overtime. They were in that game. They lost 27-33. And then what a game against Kansas City. I can take nothing away from that. That was a great game. And they put up 36. So that puts them 9-1. And then the final stat is like they're 6-1 ATS in their last 7 games as a favorite. So when they're a favorite, they're 6-1. I mean, so everything's pointed to that. I do agree. I think the Lions are fighting. I don't think they're just laying down. I do see some spunk with that squad. They're just...
No doubt.
They don't have the players, man. And Jared Goff, unfortunately, I don't wish anything bad against him. But there's too much pressure on him to, like, fix what the Stafford thing that thought was broken. Or Stafford just needed to change a venue, which the guy's lighting up the league. So it's not Stafford. You can't say it's Stafford. But it's just like... I don't know, man. I feel like... They're putting so much pressure on him, and this could be his last stop as a starter. Like, if he doesn't fix this or they can't do anything, and if they lose 15 games this year, that could be the end of Jared Goff. I don't care how big his contract is. So, yeah, unfortunately, I've seen the Ravens playing 2 pretty battling shootout-type games, and like you said, they love to beat up on lesser opponents, and I think it's time for that barn burner game. That blowout game where they just throw a 40 on you, and I think that's going to happen this week too. So I couldn't agree more.
Love it. Fly, Ravens, fly, and lock it up.
Okay, well, Justin, it's do or die for the Vikings as they face the Seahawks this Sunday in Minneapolis. What's the right side of this game?
Let Russ cook. All Russell Wilson needs to do is watch the tape of what Kyler Murray did to them last week. Kyler Murray threw for 400 yards against them last week with 3 touchdowns.
Facts.
They are all in this like quarterback battle, which I just talked about, the Derek Carr thing. Not that they're in a race, but they are. Let's just be real. Russell Wilson is going to try to outdo Kyler Murray every week. I don't care if you think it's not in his head. It's in his head. The only difference between him and Kyler Murray is, and I've noticed this year, is that he runs around a little bit and he gets cornered and he gets trapped. And, Kyler Murray's like, give him a second to watch things unfold. He finds openings, he throws deep, or he just takes off. I'm not saying Russ can't do that as well, but Russ can definitely throw. Tyler Lockett is out of his brain. Mm. He's like Tyreek Hill. I mean, the guy has had 275, 180-yard games back-to-back. He's had two games with a 60-yard touchdown a longer touchdown or longer. Last game, he had a 58-yard over-the-shoulder catch where he got tackled at like the 20, or he would have been in again. And then like third quarter, 63 yards to the house, 182 yards, two TD. Like, the guy's unreal. DK Metcalf's not really tearing the roof off the motherfucker, but you know what? He will. You know that he will at some point. I saw things Zimmer said that Dalvin Cook, with his sprained ankle, is going to play this Sunday because he said, quote unquote, Dalvin makes us go. He makes us go. He's going to make you go to the bottom of the fucking pack. Because, again, these guys are playing with fire, man. Ankles are nothing to mess with. Like, LeBron James missed 30 games this year with an ankle sprain. So you want to play this guy because he makes you go? I get it. It's a desperation game. Again, another team that cannot go 0-3. But, dude, let's get real. But the one thing that Minnesota could do against Seattle, who gets torched on the run, including last week by D. Henry. So if Dalvin Cook is okay, that could be trouble. But I like the number here. It's 1.5. Right. And I think Seattle's pissed off, and I love a pissed off team. Now, I'm not saying an 0-2 Minnesota team is not pissed off, because I'm sure they are. Kirk Cousins, Russ Wilson, give me Russ. I mean, I could go on and on. I could say they're this and that and ATS and all this shit, but you know what? Give me Russ here. Give me Russ here on the low number. They had two taunting calls last week. They were up 30-16 and blew it. And that taunting call is a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down. So there goes your punting situation because you had to stand over somebody. Pete Carroll's not going to tolerate that shit. I think they're pissed off here. I think they're more pissed off than Minnesota. If you put Russ Wilson and Kirk Cousins in a boxing ring, I'll take Russ every time. So with that being said, you know, just to sum that up, man, I don't have a major handicap aside from what I just said. So give me the Hawks, man. Give me the Hawks here. Give me the 12th man and give me the Hawks.
Hell yeah. I think your handicap speaks to your bigger philosophy that you always believe in quarterbacks. And I think Russell Wilson is a superstar. And I think superstars hate to be humiliated, mm-hmm. and they usually make adjustments. Mm-hmm. And I think Pete Carroll's a great coach. I think they got embarrassed. They fell asleep. They lost a game, two taunting calls. But
at home, dude.
What's the stat at home? 56-0 before they lost last weekend?
Yeah, but dude, they're like, you need to jump on someone's face to look at your fans and go, yeah, get up. Nobody's getting up for that. That's nonsense.
They let down the hometown. 12th man, we were so psyched for that game. They were up by 15 points. They're 56-0 when they're up by 15 points or more in their home stadium, and they fucking gave away that game, like just let it slip through their fingers. I think they're mad. I think Russell Wilson has shown that he's going to pass for 400 yards, and I think that Minnesota's like a middle-of-the-pack team. They are. They're desperate. But there's something wrong with Mike Zimmer. He hasn't been right for 2 years. He's on the hot seat. Minnesota, unless they get their shit like together real quick. And by the way, Minnesota has no kicking game, as we saw against Arizona. So if they have to keep this game close, which again, you said you like the number is key here, -1.5.
It's a field goal.
If this comes down to a field goal, Minnesota does not have that covered.
Who's their kicker, Thornton? I don't know.
He missed a chip shot. Missed a game winner,
and the announcer. Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard the replay, but the announcer goes, "It's good." They did it, and he realizes that it wasn't. I don't know if he had a bad seat, and then he goes, "No, it's not good. We just lost." And it was hysterical. Like, he was like, "It's good," and his boy was like, "No, it's not good. Not good."
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to bet against Russell Wilson. He's great on the road. He's great after a loss. I like your handicap.
Yeah, man, I just think they're too much. And I saw the breakdown in D, like, they were all chasing Kyler Murray around. And then once they all came up to get him, he just threw it over their head. And I think Russ is going to do a lot of the same. So give me the Hawks, dude. Give me the Hawks. Lock it up.
The Cardinals take on the Jags in Jacksonville. Jason, how do you see this game?
Well, we know that Kelly in Vegas hates what she calls the chalk weasels. But I'm going to have to be a chalk weasel this week. And I'm going to take my chalk and I'm going to put it into a giant mound, Scarface style. And I'm going to stick my face in it and hoover up the 7.5 points that Arizona is laying on the road against the Jags. This is partly because I think Kyler Murray's on fire, and partly because I think Urban Meyer needs to take the USC job now, and he needs to take Trevor Lawrence, who looks like a fifth-year college senior and not a pro quarterback, back to SC. That's a nice package for USC. I think they get it done in the Pac-12, but they are not getting it done in the NFL. The Jaguars have been outscored 60-34 through two games. Trevor Lawrence has 5 interceptions through the first two games. The Jags have given up those 60 points to Tyrod Taylor and Teddy Bridgewater. Two good quarterbacks, but they ain't Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray this year is playing like a man possessed. He's electric. Also on defense, the Cards have 7 sacks through two games. I'm saying right now they're going to get to Trevor Lawrence. They're going to be a problem on Sunday. They're going to make his life miserable. And if you watch the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence has not been checking down. He's trying to make too many big throws. He's pressing. He hasn't figured it out yet. And I think that that's going to be a cause for more interceptions. And the Arizona Cardinals, look, I still don't like their coach. I still don't like that Cliff Kingsbury spells his name with 2 K's. That bothers me. Also, I think look for him to have a collapse in the second half of the season like he always does. But Kyler Murray is making all of his coaching decisions that are shit look okay through his athleticism. And again, in a league of quarterbacks, I don't know how or why Kyler Murray threw for 400 yards last week, as you mentioned, Jay. His weapons are sick. Besides DeAndre Hopkins, let's talk about Rondell Moore.
Rondell Moore is a breakout. Everyone knew that was coming, that rookie dude. He's a beast.
Let's talk about A.J. Green. Let's talk about Christian Kirk. And here's my new favorite Cardinal. Let's talk about their tight end, Max Williams. And he spells his name M-A-X-X, like a 80s hair metal tight end, which you know I love that shit. Finally, Kyler has a good tight end to throw to. Everything's clicking for Arizona.
What about D. Hopkins?
That's what I said. Besides D. Hop, they have all these weapons. I look for Arizona to win this game by 10 or more. It's, again, partly a fade of Jayville. I think Jayville's struggling. I feel bad for them. They have some good players on their team, but I think nobody there believes in Urban Meyer. And I look for him to go 0-3. I look for him to continue the trend of being outscored by double. And they haven't managed to score more than 13 points a game. I don't see how that changes against the Cardinals. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, Arizona's hot right now. They're 2-0 in the toughest division in football. I mean, let's just get that clear. I mean, it's an eye test for me to see how they do outside the confines of their house. Last year, they were 4-4 on the road. They beat the Jets. They beat the Giants. They beat the Dakless Cowboys. And they beat San Francisco with, like, everyone was in the hospital. So not so impressive road record last year, 50%. The Trevor Lawrence thing is a no-brainer. The guy's completing 50% of his passes this year. And what you said, which is the key to this all, is that he gets sacked a lot. And the difference between high school and college and these cornerbacks and these safeties is they run these little schemes, dude. They hide. Like Ty Matthew, he hides behind guys. And then he watches the quarterback, and when the quarterback's head turns and his eyes turn, he jets towards the ball, pick, 6, see ya, I'm gone. And the quarterback's like, I never even saw that guy. That's the disguise. It's called the disguise. That's what those guys do. They disguise their D, and rookie quarterbacks that are used to 1, 2, 3 throw, like that doesn't work in the NFL. You've got to have a little, you've got to anticipate. That's what Mac Jones is doing. Mac Jones is letting the ball go before the guy makes his break. And when the guy makes his break, the ball's in his hands. that's what Trevor Lawrence isn't doing. And it boggles me that maybe he just had it too easy at Clemson. And maybe he had some of the best receivers in college in Clemson that made him look good. Because he does not look good at all. And the sacks thing really concerns me. And just to wrap this up, he's got 5 picks in 2 games. Jameis Winston had 30 3 years ago with Tampa Bay in that same state of Florida. I got a wild prediction here. I think the kid throws for 40 picks.
Holy shit.
If he doesn't get benched first.
Well, I'll tell you one stat that backs that up. He has a quarterback rating of
27.7, actually. So well, let's not steal the point from him.
Yeah. Kyler Murray, same stat under pressure, 117 quarterback rating. Chandler Jones, J.J. Watt, Isaiah Simmons, Buddha Baker.
Yeah, Arizona's 11-5-2 ATS in their last 18 games, period. That's a great number.
Let's go, Cards.
Yeah, I like it. I think they're going to burn Arizona. I think Arizona's going to burn their house down.
Lock it up.
It's teaser time. 2 teams, 1 bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
All right, let's put together some teasers. As we stated, we are undefeated. So if you like money, pay attention. We're going to put together another winner this week. Let's go.
Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's definitely keep the ball rolling, and let's go to our trends. I would love to play the Panthers tonight at 1. But we can't because we don't.
No brainer.
And
the pod
doesn't come out, you know, unfortunately, tonight. I am going to jump all over that Ravens-Lions game.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't win that game by a field goal, like you said, that's all it is. I find that to be unreal. And then I also think that if I can take Denver at home, I know that's in that number of 3. Depends on where you shop or what house you're in. Like, sometimes teasers pay in different states. Sometimes they tie. Sometimes they lose. Most of the time in Vegas, they lose. But there are ties win cards. So that's why I would like Denver. Man, there's so many. I could get Green Bay at 9.5.
Oh, that's a great tease.
I could get the Titans plus 0.5. There's a lot to me. What stands out for you?
I like the Browns -1. I love your Ravens -2.
Come on.
That's probably
I say
for
we
sure
just,
gonna
we
make
just
it.
Put that there right now. Put that aside.
All right. Let's make one leg, Ravens -2. How do you like the Bills -1.5?
I like it, but I gotta say I do like it. I gotta say
You're not feeling it.
No, I am feeling it. Washington's feisty. That's what scares
They're
me.
They're feisty.
About Washington.
Yeah, yeah. They are.
Do Green Bay plus 9? I mean, let's just say this. We didn't talk about this in the pod. Do you like Green Bay this week just at all in general?
I like them as a straight-up dog this week.
I like them on the money line this week.
I think you're right.
I like them plus 147 on the money line this week.
Give me Green Bay plus 9.5.
9.5, dude. San Francisco scored 17 points last week.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not twisting your arm. I like the Browns. I think Justin Fields is in for a day. Like we just talked about those disguises. I think that he's going to think a guy's open, and then here comes trouble.
I got to say, I like the Rams plus 8.5.
Oh, I do too. I almost like the Rams money line again at home. I think this is a statement game. Seattle, you could get it. 4.5. You could get the Saints at 10.
How about them Chargers at 12.5? I like the Saints plus 10.
I mean, I don't know, dude. You could flip a coin at this point.
Yeah.
I'm digging that Green Bay. I love the Ravens. I like the Browns. I like the Chargers. I mean, I don't like the Chargers. I like them this week, but
right.
Cincy Pitt, you're screaming Pitt. You could get Pitt plus 3 at the house, but we don't know what Big Ben's going to do with that chess thing. I mean, to play it safe, Denver -3, your Buffalo -1 or 1.5, whatever that would come down to, I think.
I say choose between Denver -4 or the Niners plus 9.5. What do you like better?
My bad.
What do you like better, Denver or the Niners? I mean, Green Bay.
I love Green Bay plus 9.5.
All right, that's our teaser. You heard it first. We're going to go 3-0 because we are taking the Baltimore Ravens minus 2, and we are teasing it to Man Bun, Green Bay, plus 9.5. Come on,
relax.
Aaron.
Relax.
Don't let the boys down. Let's go.
Relax, Aaron Rodgers. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. That's his thing. That's teaser? My final answer. Lock it in.
Final answer.
But before we recap, I would like to ask a question.
Yay!
Let's do it.
A simpler one this week, but if you each can list 5 teams that you suggest our listeners to stay away from right now, like don't even think about them, maybe not even watch the game, but games or teams that are just not doing it.
For me, it would be this. It's not necessarily the
top
team.
Bottom five, if you will.
No, for me, it's not even necessary. That's a great question, by the way. For me, it's not about the team. It's about the number. So, like, you could have a crappy team, even like your Jacksonville's of the world. And if Jackson was getting a couple more, then maybe they're interesting. But for me, it's not so much of the team. It's the number that I would stay away from. That Denver game, minus 10, that's a big number in the NFL. It's the biggest number of the week. Road favorites. So, like, things I would stay away from, I would stay away from the Chiefs. I would stay away from the Lions. I would stay away from the Bears. I would stay away from the Texans. And I would stay away from the Jags.
Do you agree, Jason? And coinciding, I guess, same question, are these surprise teams to be at the bottom, or are they kind of expected and anticipated?
First of all, not since Geraldo Rivera or Barbara Walters have somebody hit us with such hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, like, I didn't know what to say just now. I just was like, huh? I like it, though.
Kudos to you for probing a little outside the lines. I like it.
We always talk about the best. Let's talk about the worst.
I think the story of the NFL preseason was greatest quarterback draft ever. And I think, obviously, we know the cemetery is littered with the likes of Johnny Manziel and Matt Leinart and Vince Young and Ryan Leaf.
Wow.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Took the words, like, right out of my mouth.
Who knows? Is Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, are they going to go join them in the cemetery? Maybe. So I continue to fade the rookies. The rookies so far have been 1-9 straight up. So I'll say watch out for the Jags. They could be a disaster. They could be 0-17 this year. Watch out for the Jets. Great coach, but Zach Wilson, I don't know.
I think he was, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I think he was crying on the sidelines. I swear to God. After his fourth pick, he like grabbed his head and he shook it and it looked like he was crying a little bit.
Yep.
I'm not trying to be funny. Like, legit crying.
Aww.
I agree with Justin. I think Matt Nagy is in a world of, like, he's on the hot seat. If this Justin Fields thing doesn't work out for him, watch out. I think we always like Mike Zimmer, good defensive coach. He's in a lot of trouble. So be careful with the Bears. Be careful with the Vikings. Yeah. So that's what I would say. Be careful of the rookie QBs. Be careful of Matt Nagy. Be careful of Mike Zimmer.
Hi, I'm Matt Nagy. I know what I'm going to do. I have a great idea. I'm going to start a rookie against the Cleveland Browns on the road. Awesome choice. In the dog pound. Nick Foles is like shaking his head going, okay. He's already warming up on the sidelines. I'm telling you right now. That's going to be a beatdown.
Nick Foles to Miami. Let's go.
Somewhere. I mean, I don't know. Last thing I'm going to say, because it's on my mind, and you and I talked about this yesterday, and I just have to voice this. There are some awful quarterbacks in this league, and there's some awful backups in this league, okay?
Yes.
Eason, I mean, come on, dude. Don't get me started. The fact that Colin Kaepernick hasn't had a phone call from the NFL, I get it, dude. Is a disgrace to America. And I understand there's a collusion thing, and I understand that there's like a, I can't be the first to jump because no one else is going to jump. This dude is hands over fist better than half of the people starting in the NFL right now, not to mention their backups, not to mention that five of these rookies are all starting now, pretty much. Now that Justin Fields is starting, they're all fucking starting, dude. And that's, they're not going to win games. And the fact that his phone hasn't rang in 2 years, 3 years, is a disgrace.
He just
that's
has,
a fucked up
he has
situation.
A lot of baggage. I mean, I'm not, listen, I agree with you, but that's how people look at
it. I have nothing but love for Colin Kaepernick and his cause. I respect the guy. I respect what he did. He was not disrespecting anybody. That was all blown out of proportion by these old fucking 900-year-old owners. And guess what? It's a disgrace. That's all. I just want to leave it with that. Yeah. I'm not trying to get on a soapbox. I'm not trying to be political. I think it's bullshit.
That's a strong point of view. I appreciate that for sure. Let's recap. On tonight's FNL, we took the Titans -5.5, the Seahawks -1.5, the Cards -7.5, the Ravens -8. For our teaser, we are going with the Ravens -2, teasing to Aaron Man Bun Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers +9.5. Let's go.
What a show, guys. So we usually say lock it up. I guess this week we're going to say chalk it up because we are in the chalk.
Theme of this week. Sheesh.
We are in the chalk. But guys, thank you. Let's grab a drink, all of us. Let's celebrate our big week 3 wins that are on the horizon. Best of luck. Go beat the book.
Get your pets spayed or neutered.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.